Hi, in this video, we are going to be talking about how to create an Azure public peering for your ExpressRoute circuit. There are a few prerequisites for this video before you get started with that process. First is to watch the video that talks about how to create an ExpressRoute circuit. The next step is to take the service key from the ExpressRoute portal, hand it over to your connectivity provider, and have them enable the ExpressRoute circuit. The service key is available in the Service Management portal. You can click on the All Resources tab in your Azure Service Portal and click on your ExpressRoute Resource tab and you will be able to see the service key. You can copy it by clicking on the portal and you can send it to your connectivity provider through an email, phone, or the portal. Once you have completed the provisioning process, the ExpressRoute circuit will be in provision state. It is very important that the circuit is in this state before you can start configuring the peerings for this ExpressRoute circuit. We have an ExpressRoute circuit in the resource group named US West ER Demo RG. The service provider is Equinix. The ExpressRoute circuit is set up in the Silicon Valley region. It is a 200 megabits per second circuit in the US West location. And this is the subscription ID that I am using. And this is the Azure service key. I've passed the service key to Equinix. I've actually put the service key in the Equinix Service Management portal. And I've turned on the virtual cross-connection for my ExpressRoute circuit. Now I have Layer 2 connectivity between my on-premises environment and the Microsoft Cloud. The next step is to configure the Azure public peering. You can do that in two ways. First is to select the peering from here, or you can do that by going to the Peering tab over here and select the peering that you are configuring. So for the sake of this, in order to keep the number of blades open to a minimum, I'm going to click on the Azure public tab right here. There are a few pieces of information that you must have with you in order to complete the provisioning process. A peering is essentially a collection of two BGP sessions between your on-premises routers and the Microsoft ExpressRoute routers. In order to facilitate a BGP peering, you will need your autonomous system, your AS number. We encourage you to use a public AS number since you're peering with us for public peering. You will also need two /30 subnets. We use the IP addresses from these subnets to establish the routing interfaces between which we establish the BGP sessions. Since there are two independent paths, we expect you to provide us with two /30 subnets. You will also need to pick a VLAN ID in which this BGP session will be established. And finally, there is an operational optional parameter card, the share key. It is nothing but an MD5 hash that you can use to set up your BGP session. To get this process started, I'm going to enter in a few values. I'm actually going to set up this ExpressRoute BGP Azure public peering using the AS number 394749. This is the AS number of the router I have on premises, and I will be peering to it using BGP. On the primary interface, I'm going to be using 64.191.192.248/30 on my primary peering subnet. And I'm going to be using 64.191.192.252/30 as my secondary subnet. What actually happens is, this subnet, 64.191.192.248, has essentially two uses as IP addresses, 64.191.192.249 would be the first IP address of this subnet. I will use that IP address for the routing interface on my on-premises routers. 64.191.192.250 is the second IP and is the even IP, and Microsoft will use this IP address to set up the peer for the BGP session. The BGP session will be established on a VLAN ID 153. I'm not going to use an MD5 hash for this session. I'm going to skip that for the time being. Once I click the Save button, we will start the provisioning process. The process will start by initiating the configuration of our routers, and when this operation is successfully completed, our BGP session will be established between my on-premises router and the Azure ExpressRoute service. Now, once you have Azure Public Peering turned on, you will be able to connect to the Azure service that is hosted on the public IP addresses. Examples of these would be Azure Storage, Azure Websites, Azure Media Services, databases, and so on. In addition to these, you will be able to connect to public IP addresses of services that you actually host in Azure. So if you're hosting a SaaS application on Azure Virtual Machines, you will be able to connect to them over ExpressRoute. Now let's see what happens once the provisioning process is complete. Okay, the configuration process is successfully completed. And as you can see, the ExpressRoute public peering has been set up. You can actually log into your routers and check if this BGP session is turned up or not. I hope this video was useful. We will have a few more videos you can look at on how to configure Azure Private Peering and the Microsoft Peer. I hope you enjoyed this video. Thank you.